Recording.
And this is Tom Church with Role Playing Public Radio, but like doing this game for the Unspeakable podcast.
Unspeakable.
Or yeah. Unspeakable.
With an exclamation point. So.
It is because it's unspeakable.
It Are you is. Allowed to say that name?
We dare not speak it.
Well, okay. Yeah. For the podcast for The Unspeakable Oath, the best Call of Cthulhu magazine ever.
Best ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yes, this is my Call of Cthulhu campaign. It's a work in progress. It's currently, as the name in progress, is Operation Downside.
Yep.
So, and we have players with me. So, once again, this is not just this is not just me looking at an empty table, which I do every other weeknight.
Aww.
Your Skyrim, Skyrim friends take care of you.
I do it 5 out of 7 nights, so, I mean, you got me.
This is a sad off. Anyways.
So, yes, we'll just go around and say hello to everyone and see which character, which of the pre-gens they happen to choose.
All
right. I guess we'll start with Aaron, because he's right there.
Oh, so, thank you. Sarah and I will be playing this evening Dr. Holger Veit, a 33-year-old interrogator with the Gestapo. So, yeah, they...
I was surprised when he chose that one.
You keep asking me not to play the mechanic or the tech, which I'm inclined to do, so I kind of chose the furthest extreme that I could find.
And like, thank you very much, Aaron, for crawling out of your shell.
like the face man from the one Eclipse Face game that...
That worked out.
Yes, that did.
We were close to that. Yeah, that'll be ridiculous. All right,
good. All right, we also have Drew.
Hello, greetings. I am playing Gerhard Wagner. He's a sniper, and assuming he survives this, he's going to die in Russia.
Probably.
Now, this is it's 1940,
my
so...
My characters.
Actually, even the war with the Soviet Union is not on yet.
So he has plenty of time to get
plenty
over
Plenty of time to die in Russia.
Hi, Ross.
I am Professor Frederick Mueller, and I am a civilian, and my specialty is in history and the occult. And, I am the advisor to a very special person, so, I'm a cult advisor. So, this is just going to be barrels of fun.
Indeed. And we have David joining us.
Salutations. Tonight I'm going to be playing Oberscharführer Manfred Heydrich, or Heydrich. Mm-hmm. He is with the Waffen-SS.
He does military things.
Yes.
Military things.
Perfectly good soldier boy.
Soldier boy. Better than a fancy boy. So, anyways. It is February of 1940. The last thing major militarily has happened was the invasion of Poland, which was over in just a little more than a month and a half. So, right now, Germany's kind of riding high, and this is before the invasion of France, so you're not quite as high as it's going to be then. But so far, I mean, war has been declared, but not much has been actually fought just yet. But you have been selected, all of you, have been selected for Operation Downside, which is essentially the infiltration of the continental United States to carry out a specific sabotage mission to go in unseen and then leave undetected. For that, you were actually sent to one of the U-boat pens, and you've been traveling across the Atlantic Ocean in a U-boat, which has not surfaced the whole time. So your military guys are probably used to Spartan conditions. of course, the esteemed professor, not so much. And you, actually, and the good doctor, not so much either. Yes.
It's like you can't even get a good smoke down here without worrying about blowing up the entire U-boat.
Yeah.
They're all smoking down here.
Yeah, U-boats can have this thing about, maintaining
pure oxygen.
The oxygen supply on board.
Why did they have to stock so many beans?
Walka,
professor talks. Professor fucking Orpheus.
It seems like a cross between him and Zim.
He wakes up screaming every night.
Brain worms!
The things of the darkness!
But the orders you have been given is to meet up with your contact, who has been in America for several years now, just known only as Grandfather, because he will meet you at your rendezvous point, and he will have the specifics of your mission. Of course, some of you probably know a little more than others why you are here. In fact, a lot of the sailors on the U-boats have all wondered what the hell is the doctor from the professor from Berlin's doing here.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna avoid them.
Yeah. Well, they're all
it's present plus requested.
Shun.
It's like you've done. It's like, yeah, look at him. He's clearly bathed and has expensive clothing. Fuck that guy.
I've read books.
Just so many books. So, anyways, but yeah, it takes you a couple weeks to get to reach your destination. But
we've all lost 10 pounds since then.
No, actually, they've been instructed to actually keep you fit and healthy on the whole way. Of course, there's no schnapps or wine or anything like that.
I lose 100.
But on the other hand,
can I carry along my personal thing of sherry?
No, you can't.
Damn it, no.
In fact, you weren't allowed to bring anything with you, just the clothes you had on.
Which makes sense.
Actually, no uniforms either. You out. Those with uniforms had to turn them over.
Would we also
really
question?
That sounds like a good idea. We're getting ready to walk into America.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, they're smart.
We're gonna go on Main Street high stepping. It'll be great. Nobody will notice.
But actually, you only told you're going to continental America. You're not told where you'll be landing.
Okay.
So finally, a couple weeks later.
Well, we can figure it somewhere on the East Coast, probably.
And actually, question: would grandfather be providing us with our documentation when not once we're on site?
You were simply told that he will have everything for the mission will require.
Well, okay.
So yeah, they don't want to tell you too much.
It's not like the U-boat's going to surface in St. Louis.
So, but after 2 weeks at sea, you are allowed to go to to gaze at the periscope and show that you are indeed on the coast, on the east coast of America. Obviously, not in any major urban area. It's pretty much just black. You can just barely make out the coastline through the moonlight. So obviously, you're not in any major city, but you are. That's only at that point that the U-boat surfaces. Yeah, you are. Yeah, fresh air for the first time in 2 weeks. Which, of course, military guys like so what? And you're
you can breathe the fish vapors if you want.
Don't worry, you'll be dead soon enough. This is World War II, by the way. Anyways.
Yeah. Anyway, so then you were given a raft, and actually, just a flashlight you're signaling with, and you eventually get the answering signal from the shoreline.
Yes.
And I'm not.
Who's got boat skill?
The NPCs.
No, it's just you on board right now.
Oh.
There are other people going along with the team, but we only use them if someone dies.
All right.
Staring.
How exactly do we row the boat ashore?
Start singing.
It's pretty calm seas, so we don't really need to row for that.
Okay.
To roll for it. Roll to row.
I do?
No, you don't.
87. I think we've failed.
Well, yeah, you was great. You're turning back to Germany.
Don't worry, my 19 will account for it.
Wondrous Atlantic, take us back to the fatherland.
Yeah.
Who's worked your part?
So, anyways, so you arrive on shore.
We've got the fatherland getting ready to fight the motherland. You think mom and dad would get along better.
This is it's a very fucked up marriage.
Yeah. Not very much.
So anyway,
it's an abusive relationship.
So you get ashore. There's a guy waiting for you. Looks probably 40s, and of course you answer ask him, of course grandfather. He responds with his code word, so you know it's him. And at that point, he actually has a pickup truck.
Is the code word in American?
No, the code word's in German.
Okay.
But actually, at that point, as he has like a pickup truck waiting, like, as you all come in, the first thing he says is, "From now on, no German, only English."
Of course,
understood. Why would we speak German? We're good American citizens.
Yes, of course.
Americans,
are we?
So anyway, he drives you a little bit further inland to an old farmhouse. Obviously, has pretty well kept. Looks fairly new. And he pulls the pickup truck right into the barn. Basically, there's a barn and a small farmhouse. And the barn has, as soon as you go in, there's several large crates and boxes stacked in here. And essentially, he then gives you the list of everything he has for your mission right now, which this is a list of everything he has.
Okay.
I'll give you a moment to peruse that.
How many cool right. tokens? No, that's wrong.
Yeah, shall I read it aloud?
Go ahead. Yeah, say it.
Okay, we have a 1936 ton and a half Ford pickup truck.
Just about,
yeah. There are 10 38 revolvers, 3 45 automatic pistols, one bolt action 30-06 rifle, which I believe goes to my good friend here. Let's see, two Thompson submachine guns. One is mine. Browning automatic rifle.
No, I'd say that's probably more yours.
Actually, yeah, you're probably right.
Thompson's used submachine gun.
Thompson is mine. You get the Browning. Three pump action 12 gauge shotguns.
That's a, it's a sniper. It's a rifle.
It's an automatic. It's a machine gun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. 50 gallons of petrol. 20 sticks of dynamite. 6 hand grenades, and quite a few rounds. 300 rounds of 38, 600 rounds of 45, and 400 rounds of 30-06.
I could have a good weekend in Vegas with this stuff.
Yeah. The BAR uses 30-06.
I believe you mean Dallas.
My character's probably happy, and I'm very sad, realizing if we get this right off the bat, oh,
God. Do you know how to use any of this?
I can use handguns.
Okay.
All right. So,
do they provide us with any
manacles? For the professor, what kind of handgun would you prefer?
Actually, turn to grandfather.
45 like, for the professor?
For,
a good American.
Like, is there any like starter cash this that is will a you be providing us for medical supplies or basic needs?
That is a standard American.
We'll discuss all that in the house.
That is a standard.
Oh, wait a minute.
Understood.
Colt 45 auto pistol?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So that will be a Colt for me as well.
Okay. So we would get more details about our mission when we were on shore.
Yeah, when you arrive. Right. So he then, actually, just after doing that, seeing all the stuff you have to work with,
yeah,
leads you into the farmhouse.
Okay.
And at that point, you can tell it's in the kitchen. He actually has several like photographs kind of taped up onto the walls, and several boxes of looks like documents.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, first of all, welcome to America, gentlemen. Fortunately, it's a working vacation. It says the fatherland has several things that needs done here, and they must be done. The primary focus of this mission is to create an independent group willing to operate in America, made up of natives, actual Americans, to carry out sabotage operations on their own, independent of command.
Sleeper agents.
Yes.
Well, terrorists.
Terrorists, yes, if we are to be vulgar.
Or our own bomb-throwing anarchists, Bolsheviks.
In a sense, yes. That is the
I prefer to call them patriots.
Useful idiots.
That is the primary focus of this operation. Secondary, there are several targets. There are two targets that must be taken out. These are Dr. Henry Lowe, working for the War Department in Washington, D.C., he's an aeronautical genius, and says the fatherland definitely foresees war with America in the future. We want to maintain air superiority over them when that time comes. Also, Dr. Alloy Kessler. They said some of you intelligence might remember him, Jewish physicist, emigrated from Germany 10 years ago. He is working on weapons projects down in the government. We need him taken out as well.
Hmm. Do you think he could be converted back to the cause?
He's Jewish.
Yeah, he's Jewish.
That would be a no.
Yeah.
These are rather hardened targets, considering Dr. Lowe works out of the War Department in Washington, D.C. I believe I've traced Kessler to Boston. However, as you can see, I was able to work up some supplies, but little in the way of anything else. So anything we need, we're going to have to find here.
Hmm. Well, ideally, I may be civilian, but I think if we have if any of us know any chemists or pharmacists of that nature, something more subtle, because if we, you know, blow them up with dynamite, I think the government would be very suspicious. But if they fall dead of a heart attack from poison or something that they can't detect, it would be so much the better.
Exactly. If I could, if we could find our way to the nearest pharmacy, at some point I may be able to pick up the appropriate supplies.
Maybe it's better just to send a clean message. don't fuck with us. I mean, they're not...
We need them dead.
Well, no, we need them dead, but if we make them dead with a message as opposed to accident, then...
Well, perfectly workable if it can be traced to someone other than us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hence, the search for patsies.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have... I unfortunately must maintain primary secrecy as I will be remaining behind once this operation is complete. My cover must be maintained. However, I have found someone who may be able to provide us with some additional resources. Huh? I've been corresponding with him for several months now, but to maintain my own cover, I have not been able to meet with him face to face. I think it would be fortuitous for you to meet with him yourself if I can arrange an actual meeting.
That would be preferable.
Stupid out of character question.
Yeah.
Do we have documents giving us cover as American citizens?
Not yet.
Okay. He's been working to forge them. Essentially, is okay. That's what some of that stuff is here. He's been trying to copy, trying to copy some papers. he needed photographs of you first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which he probably takes here. So.
Yeah. So we can take care of that. So. Okay. Essentially, you have your three objectives, and you were all chosen. You also know you were all chosen because most of you have contacts in America that you can use.
And everybody speak English.
Mm-hmm. And you speak English, so. Your primary thing is to arrange is to gather a group.
The first thing in that case would be meeting with this mm-hmm. guy. What's his name?
He corresponds with him only as RM.
RM. Okay. So.
Or you can discuss who you happen to know, just to coordinate yourselves. Up to you. What do you want?
No. So, I figured at least that pulling the resources. Considering our two friends, I do have a sleeper agent within. We do have a sleeper agent that I'm in contact with. He drives a limo within Washington, transporting senators and other dignitaries through the city. At the very least, may include getting information from senators who are a bit loose of lip when it comes. When it comes to their discussion with their trusted drivers. Best case scenario, we may find. That's like our gentleman being ferried to some party or other fancy soiree.
Okay, so that's a contact in Washington, so that's good for the trip there. Anybody else?
I've got a cousin who lives up in Boston. He's got a gun shop.
Okay.
So I have several cousins in the Boston area.
Whatever. Let's see here. Boston. Okay, so family. So you can contact them. I don't have anyone of note. I am an academic, we should, I think, first talk to RM, because this person sounds like he'll have, we don't know what his resources are available. One driver is a good start, but that's not enough, and family members will be helpful in operating in Boston, but again, we need someone more deniable,
outside of Boston, but...
Yeah.
Boston area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, how do we contact this RM? How do we get this arranged?
I will send the message. He will set up a meeting. So, anyway, that's done, and it only takes 24 hours.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he has agreed. He's agreed to meet with you. He wants to meet in public.
Okay.
So he wants to meet you in Boston.
Okay.
And you actually find out that you're only 25 miles from Boston, where you are right now.
Okay,
you have a truck. You can use the truck if you want, for transportation if you want to drive there.
Okay,
who drives?
I can drive. I drive at 40. Is anybody else?
Let me check. No, I have a drive auto at 20 as well. So,
all right. Mine's at 40.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so, 20.
Well,
so, yeah.
Unless you're looking to pull an inverted double Immelman.
Of course, we're calling Cthulhu characters. I go drifting. Cthulhu drifting.
But also, I do have a question. Considering that we've all been, in a U-boat for the past couple of weeks, are there any changes of clothing?
You've been here 24 hours. He's got several changes of clothing
Okay.
for everybody.
Um,
obviously, Obviously, no uniforms. Duh.
It doesn't say. Do we know that our relatives will share our loyalties, or are they just contacts?
Yeah, one of yours is a relative.
Yeah,
it mentions basically what he thinks.
Okay. Yeah, but he said he's considered his family sacred, not Germany.
Well, you are family.
Okay.
So if you want to exploit that, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's meet Arnhem first.
It's like no, not exploit. Like to kindly ask for.
Yes, if we could get, it would be. Quite ironic, we get a hold of a local group of anarchists or communists and maybe manipulate them into striking a blow for freedom, as it were. So, yes, let's meet RM, make the arrangements.
Okay.
I'll drive.
All right, so 10 in the morning
yeah.
on a Monday. Boston, you're in Boston. He's agreed to meet you at a restaurant downtown. Mm. And you're all going in?
Well, I'm definitely going in.
Our two soldiers come out.
How about you stay outside since you're probably better at perceiving threats than any of us as a sniper?
Yeah, I mean.
And we can negotiate with our contact.
Yeah, so you. And then he and I will go in. And you can go into the cafe by yourself, at a table nearby.
To be close by just in case.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's how we'll do it. So he'll be outside waiting, seeing if, cop cars...
It's a cafe?
Yeah.
I'll just sit outside and drink coffee.
Yeah, there's tables outside and inside.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, you'll be outside. He'll be inside at a different table, and we'll meet him directly.
Yeah.
I suggest we stagger our approach to make sure that we're not...
Yeah.
That's like seen fully together.
Yeah. I'm not taking a gun, by the way.
Yeah.
Not them.
I don't know.
Okay. So, all right, you're inside. Obviously, he said he would, are you getting there before he gets there?
Yeah.
Okay, is it before the arranged time?
Yeah, a few minutes before.
All right, so.
Sit down quietly.
Everyone, give me spot hidden.
Okay.
Smaller.
Failed. Did I.
Okay, so you're sitting at the table with him. So who made it?
I did.
Okay.
I rolled a 47 out of 50.
Okay, so you're outside.
Actually, I'm inside.
Okay, at another table.
At another table.
And you didn't make it?
I'm outside and I didn't make it.
Okay, so no one notices anything happening outside.
Okay.
But from your table, you see a couple of guys enter that... As you're just sitting there, you notice you can tell they have weapons on them.
Yes. Okay.
But they're not in uniform.
Okay.
So that much you notice, and you rolled that, so you noticed them too.
Okay.
Do you point them out, or?
I'll keep an eye on them. Are they coming to meet us?
No, they sit down. They sit down at a table away from you, close enough that they can still see you, though.
Yeah, I'll nudge Aaron as subtly as I can.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Those. Just looking out the corner of my eye. And actually, since I use it, can I use psychoanalysis to see how on edge they are right now?
Maybe psychology.
Is that psychology or psychoanalysis? So
can't get much from this distance.
Okay.
So. I mean, you can kind of get their basic mood if you make it, but...
That's
I make it.
As do I, 11, so...
They're on the clock. That much is clear. Like you can tell they're trying. You can tell they're trying to look just like they're shooting the breeze, but you can tell that they're still looking. They're looking around without looking.
Mm, I gotcha.
Yeah. And anyway, 10 minutes later. So
perhaps this would have been a good idea to have set up beforehand, but I'm going to order a slice of apple pie.
Because that's what Americans do.
Well, yeah, we're gonna have coffee, Aaron and I.
With cheese on top.
It's American.
Yeah, yeah. I'll
actually, since we are
in
Boston, that's actually a slice of cheddar melted on top of it. New England thing.
So, but later meeting was at 10. I guess you got there like a quarter till.
Yeah.
Okay, so 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. rolls around, and a acts like a 19-year-old kid walks in, except dressed in a really expensive suit. Mm-hmm. And looks around and see, looks right at you two and walks up to your table. You two, give me everyone inside. Give me spot hiddens.
Jim.
Yeah.
No.
0-1.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I critted too. Actually, 13 out.
And you actually, you actually see one of the guys who is armed does notice, like, look at him come in and then go back.
They're with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't know that.
Yeah.
You just know that they definitely took notice. I mean, they didn't look at anyone else coming in, but they took notice of him. But he comes over to your table, sits down.
Sorry.
Can we help you, young man?
You are the ones that Mr. Richter sent.
Aryan?
No. Forgive me. You are intelligence. You are doing your spy thing now. I'm sorry. No. It says the grandfather, I believe. Yes, I am. I am RM Richard Marsh. How are you?
Hi. I'm an American. I am doing American things.
Punch you.
Coffee. Cigarettes.
Well, no, you're also European. You do cigarettes.
Yeah,
No, David, real cigarettes.
Yeah.
This is 1940s.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Tom.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Yeah, you better get some lucky.
There are no filters in these.
Yeah.
That's like... yes. Actually, yeah.
You know what? Since we're bad guys, I have
a
cigarette.
I do have a question for you.
You're not a woman, David.
Yeah.
No, that's like
that also marks you as evil, unless you are FDR.
This is true. Yeah, FDR, man. Jeez, Tom.
He's a cripple with polio. What could he possibly
not
do?
Not according to the public, though. Jeez.
I kind of quietly drinking the coffee. Though, I do have one question for you before we begin. That's like, do you find... That's like, is it absolutely necessary for a man to be watching in here?
What then?
Do not turn around. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's like, psychology on have to see if that was actually genuine surprise or not.
Can I get your address?
Yeah.
42, success.
Okay, yeah, no, he's, the look on his face is not, it's more just, I don't have men in here.
It's quibbing. And I suggest you do not turn around. There are two behind you that noted your entrance, which means that they may be of the authority structure here. Do you have any other place? Any other place where we can go to talk?
Damn it! Seems obviously flustered. Damn it!
Quiet yourself. They will notice.
I'm a professor. He's the Gestapo. He should be doing this. Anyway.
We must leave then. I do not know why they are following me.
We will find out otherwise. This is what I want. That's like, you. I need you to follow my lead. Exactly. Do you understand?
Yes, of course. You're the professional, son.
Thank you. Go down, slam my hand on the table. What do you mean? That's like,
which,
I still owe you money.
Which table?
I have, just the one that we're sitting at. Mm-hmm. I have paid your entire way through this life, and this is how you thank me?
Sir,
we are going home now. Picking him up by the arm and just start walking him out.
Walking who out?
The kid.
That's a fast talk check.
Make a fast talk check.
Shit, I don't think I have that.
You don't have fast talk? How can he be Gestapo and not have fast talk?
Let me check. No, I'm at base. I don't even have persuade.
Oh, you should get a bonus for that.
No, because he has interrogation. That's his specialty.
They still have to lie, Tom. Interrogators have to lie. That's their job, is to lie. To get the truth.
He's more of a medical interrogator. It's
Damn
more on the lines of... I pulled off three of his fingernails.
Well, can
we
have a persuade with the penalty? Do you have persuade at least?
I have base.
Oh my god.
No, normally you work in concert with someone else, but you're the kind of guy they bring
in. I don't have anything better, Aaron. I'm sorry.
You're the guy they send in when this is not someone they're just going to convince to give up what he knows.
And there's no kind of performer or anything else I can do, right? Shit.
No, that would have been the actual other agent.
God damn it. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I thought...
No, it's fine.
It's okay. We love it.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's just... You weren't familiar with your breeding.
No, 65.
All right.
There's no way they're buying this.
No, yeah, you don't sound like... You don't sound like that's what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, that just sounds phony.
Well,
it sounds phony.
Yeah. It's like go out and just nod you to follow me just slightly.
Like, well, I throw some cash on the counter.
You're definitely, everyone is looking at you.
It's like, oh God.
As we go out.
Yeah.
I am still going to be very consumed with my pie.
Can you, would it be a spot notice check on his, just notice something on as I'm going by, or can we just do that?
Yeah, I'll say if you want to. If you're trying to do it secretly.
Yeah, just looking at him and just pointing my eyes back, so more or less, we need cover, I screwed up. So,
well, briefest of nods.
I'm drinking coffee.
We're going to get... As I'm going by, talking
Aaron,
to Marsh...
Aaron Start made a scene to try and get away without...
Looking at my sheet, so I screwed up, so...
Yeah, didn't have fast talk on. I don't think any of us do.
But I look at... But also... It's like, do you have a vehicle that you brought with you?
It's right there. 05.
Yeah.
Do you have a vehicle that you brought with you?
It's on my sheet.
Mm. Yes, it's outside.
Take me to it. Take us to it.
Are the goons following us?
Are you looking back?
Actually, I'm keeping a perfect eye on the goons while
engaged
in my pie and coffee.
So, no, they're still sitting there, but you watch them as they leave.
Uh-huh.
The moment they're out the door, then they stand up.
The moment... never mind, I'm not there.
No, you're outside.
Well, I'm outside, but I can't see any of this, can I?
Well, okay, but now...
It's a glass window. It's a restaurant.
Okay.
you see them come out with a 19-year-old kid you didn't see come in. Because that was really good coffee, and you also rolled that.
I'm reading a newspaper.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably your problem right there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you roll an 83, and that's what happens.
Reading the news.
Exactly.
That Garfield is a funny cat.
This is 1940.
So that Pogo is a funny skunk.
That's the 1970s. Oh, Marmaduke.
That
Marmaduke is immortal.
Dude, the whole way.
Gasoline alley.
Okay.
Mickey Mouse.
Like hiding. I've got good sneak. I've got good spot. I'm reading Batman. Mm-mm.
That's not a newspaper one.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
There's
a comic book hidden inside the newspaper.
There you go.
There's like row of cars parked outside.
Deflator mouse.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that you're coming outside, you can give me spot hiddens again.
To see what
he didn't see.
Okay.
I make it.
And you?
Nope.
No.
Okay, you see it. Nice look. Parked across the street, there is a car with other guys who are obviously keeping an eye on the front of that building.
Snap.
Where did we park the truck?
Around the corner, probably.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
We make.
And but the kid's point, he says my vehicle's there, which is parked like four cars down from.
Yeah, we'll take the kid's car. So.
Do you think it would be? I think it would be tracked though. They don't. They
better
may not
than
know.
His car
yeah,
than ours.
It's actually a 1939 Chrysler.
Yeah, it's better his car to be tracked than our car be tracked.
Which I think is the reason why we should use it as a decoy.
No, we're not going to use his card, and that's it.
Can I PC Hive Mind us for a second?
Maybe.
Take his car. I can take the truck, assuming we don't need anything else, and I can follow
they only
and check
suspect
for a tail.
Me and you, Aaron. They don't suspect David or Drew.
Okay.
So they can follow.
Can you
us.
Drive?
Not well.
Okay, well.
Well, once again, you only need to roll that skill if you're trying to do maneuvers.
Yeah.
If you're just driving.
You get in a car
which
chase,
is possible, given, you know, now that they've, you know, got whatever. Anyway, sorry.
Look, once we get into the car with the kid.
He'll just go
in. That's like how well do you know this neighborhood?
And by the way, I am hanging
you
back.
Don't! Oh, the kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just well enough.
Do you know?
Well,
that's like,
there
do you
is
know
a any? Car full of men that are watching for you, so, you, yeah. Let's get out of their way.
He says, drive by them closely.
Okay. Oh, you want me to drive? All right.
Lie.
Well, whoever's...
Give me the keys.
He gives you the keys.
All right. So, sorry.
Okay, he says, just drive slowly by.
Yeah, I'll drive slowly by.
Is he going to shoot? Are you planning something?
Because he doesn't have a Tommy gun on him.
No.
Yeah,
no, this is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, is there one stashed in the car?
No.
Okay.
From now on, I assume you guys are driving off, so we're walking back to the
truck?
Yeah,
we're actually driving slowly right back.
At
the
moment,
again.
I'm keeping an eye on the two inside.
He's just drive normally.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Look at,
from
actually,
now on, we keep a gun in the truck.
Okay, now, you two.
Just a handgun in the glove box.
I need you two to give me spy
hands. I have one under the coat.
Oh, God.
As by,
36 out of 80.
Good.
God damn.
18 out of 50.
Yeah,
I
rolled 83 last.
Yeah, you guys, you both see it. As he drives by, the guy in the driver's seat of the other car is like, puts his head back down in a newspaper. And as he drives by, the kid starts, you know, muttering under something under his breath. Kind of, he has his hand on the windshield as he's driving by.
What's he saying, Tom? I actually made that. I rolled a 9.
Listen, checker.
What do you think?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Actually, oh, some of those words sound familiar.
Ah, son of a.
And so you guys see as the guy behind the wheel suddenly clutches his chest and starts. He seems to be unable to breathe. And like the other guy, the guy in the passenger seat suddenly starts shaking him, and the guy just then you see him just clutch and then keel over.
Okay.
You don't see that. They do.
Oh, okay.
Because you just drove by.
Yeah.
Actually, I did a listen check. What is he saying?
Well, I guess we don't have to follow the car that's following the car anymore.
No, but
you don't know what the hell he's saying.
I probably know all too fucking
so
well.
You said that the two guys got up. Have they started to leave yet?
They were outside, but I'm saying you just saw the guy in the car apparently have a heart attack and just pass and just die.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Since that's the case, the two guys that I'm following.
Mm-hmm.
Just grab one of their shoulders. Oh my God! Look at that man! I think he's dying.
he shows you off, and they both run over to the car.
I'm a bad person.
I'm checking everybody now.
For what?
Yes.
What?
To see if you're a Nazi or not.
We're all Nazis.
Nope. I'm Wehrmacht.
Yeah,
that's sure. Nazi.
No, it's not.
No, Wehrmacht is just the army.
Yeah. Well, you're German.
I am German, but
German.
I'm not Nazi.
Yeah. Geez, Tom. I thought you would know. He could be a member of the Nazi.
Hurry to the car.
But he isn't.
Or our truck.
So you're the dead one.
Follow them.
You just murder people with guns.
Exactly.
So.
We're following them. Let's go.
We're following them.
Okay, so David was distracting the guys in the restaurant.
No, he was following them.
Well, I was attempting to distract them.
But
apparently
they ran over to their car to see what the hell happened to their guy who was totally not their partner.
Okay. So we're driving away slowly.
So we're just going to continue.
You hear him say that. You don't see what happens.
No. Get in the truck
and
follow.
But I hear what happens. And side view mirrors. I look over and through the side view mirrors what's happening.
Just as you're going back. And you see him, the guy clutching his chest, like gasping for breath, suddenly pale.
I make it a sand check. I know exactly what the fuck's going on. I make it, but.
Oh, you see
I'm like, oh.
Do I see?
Give me a spot hidden.
Oh, my fuck. I'll probably fail. I only have base on the spot. Ought 6.
So you actually saw it. Good job. Who's driving?
He's driving.
So you're in the passenger seat. Just kind of look back in the rear, in the side mirror, and you see that agent suddenly, whoever it is, just start clutching his chest, and then you see him die in the driver's seat.
Do we know their government? We know they're on the clock.
Actually, do I need to make a sanity check for that?
Yes,
myself?
You do.
Yes, you do.
Well, I was going to say, since I'm a doctor, I've seen people die before.
Three of them.
So.
Which is a good reason for us to go after that.
The guy was suddenly, didn't even show any signs. Suddenly went from just calmly reading a paper, and this guy looks like he's probably in his late 20s, just be reading a paper, and then the next second suddenly clutching his chest. Because the thing is, as a doctor, it doesn't happen that quickly.
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, one from Santa country.
Damn, I failed that.
Okay, you just lose one.
Okay.
All right.
Actually, no, I was like, you failed, no, two.
Okay.
Because also, it seemed to happen just as he put his hand to the
cause and effect. What is happening?
We're in pencil.
So you can obviously tell they're not pursuing them at this point.
Okay,
all right. That is why we are following them.
Yeah, actually, I'll turn over the next street over and linger enough so that these two can rush in and get in the car.
Actually, we're following in the pickup truck.
Okay, yeah. I'll watch you see you pickup truck and make sure you're following us. And then Robert Marsh can go. There's a pickup truck. Yeah, tell Marsh. Yes, the pickup truck are others. So
good.
They're with us. So please direct me where to go, where will be a more discreet place to talk. This did not quite work out.
Yes, of course. I know a place. Turn off here, says, and gives you instructions to get a place outside.
So David and Drew are able to follow.
Yeah. Okay. And you drive slow enough that you're still about five car lengths back, but you can still keep an eye on them.
Okay. All right. So,
what were those words?
I'm gonna physics.
Exciting.
Say what?
I'm gonna physics.
What are you doing? Physics.
That.
Car driving.
So it's just a. Just
not
a,
very well.
Just a person. Just a personal prayer to. Like,
well,
to
that looks like
to
a,
pray for our safe.
That's
safe
a failure
history.
By 30.
Oh,
points.
Psychology. 20.
But.
Well,
if
actually, there's
it,
a ring of truth to that.
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get.
That, well, he's, it's not like he doesn't seem like it doesn't seem like he's trying to hide much of anything.
It's just open to interpretation. Anyway,
but, that point, but afterwards, he's, the kid seems
onset
to
coronary is another matter.
Well, like,
yes.
But at the point, he seems to sit back in the seat in the you know car seat. And just,
do I know the name Marsh? Does that ring a bell? Can I make a knowledge check or a cult check or something?
Not an occult check.
History.
Do you have any other? Yeah. Or yeah. I'll say you can do that.
History.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 36 out of 70.
Yeah, actually, you've read it. You've read about them.
The raid.
Yeah, the raid.
Yeah, because that would have been. I mean, if I'm 18, gonna call
it's 1846 about the raid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm talking about the 1920s raid. I mean, that would have made all the papers.
Mm-hmm.
So, or did it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And also, but since you also made it, you also know about the like also. Oh yeah, and also because like think back. Oh yeah, there was also that moment like back in 1846.
Marsh. I'm sort of consider myself a historian, and genealogy is, of course, a large part of history. Tell me, are you any connection to the Marsh family of the dull, small town? There's a small coastal village, Innsmouth, I think it was called.
That was some time ago. I was very young then.
Ah, I see. We should have to talk about this later. I'm very curious about it. The reports were very inconclusive. If it's not offensive to you.
No, of course not. I always enjoy talking to people.
Oh, good, excellent. So, where are we meeting? Where is he taking us?
It's actually he's taking us to like one of the suburbs of Boston.
Okay.
And it looks like a two-story house.
Okay.
I rent this place out. I do it for a number of locations around the.
I see.
So for some reason they're still looking for me.
Who?
I'm pretty sure that was FBI.
Why would the FBI be looking for you?
Because we all have our secrets.
Actually, turn around. Yes, and if your secrets are putting our plans in peril, then I will wish to know that.
Putting your plans in peril. I think your own plans are putting you in peril.
Well, yes.
Oh, come on. Use the word liability in there somewhere. And you might have become.
Well, let's talk. Our plans put us at some risk.
Let's go inside. Like, we'll be safe from anyone listening in inside.
All right.
So, going. And you can obviously tell he doesn't. There's no furniture here at all.
Yeah.
Except in the kitchen, there's like a small wooden table and some chairs.
And a horrible eldritch statue in the corner.
Oh, please ignore the elder sign in the corner.
Well, as I just wasn't how I'd hoped to meet the people he said were coming, but here we are.
Yes,
mm-hmm. So you all get there, so
yeah.
You can all go in there if you want.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me while I get a message.
The doorbell. That's what it sounds like.
And a very touching episode of the German Savage.
Now, I understand you have your mission for your fatherland, and I would love to help you on that, but as you can see, I have problems of my own.
And a quid pro quo.
Indeed. It says, I don't know if Grandfather told you, but I have made an arrangement with him. I provided him with most of the equipment you found at the farmhouse. But I can provide much more if a given time.
And what is Grandfather providing you in return?
Our services, I'm guessing.
In a sense, yes. I need these problems taken care of. If you know about me, then you know that my family was somewhat well off. I can provide a great deal of services for you. If we can work together, I think.
Yes, of course.
Excellent. What I need from you, says then, what I need from you, there are four FBI agents. Three of them retired, one still active. I need to know, says there's information that they have that I need. If you could somehow get your hands on them alive, bring them to me so I can find out what they know. I think I can provide you a great deal of resources and I'm assist in your mission.
Yes.
What about manpower?
Hmm.
Well, if you can provide financial backing, do you have contacts with the local underworld so we could use petty criminals for? Yes.
Indeed, my town was much involved in bootlegging. We still have contacts to some of our former clients.
They would make.
As I can tell you, there were a great many people in that line of business sobbing the day they finally repealed that.
Can they still be paid off?
Yes. They're criminals. Of course they can be paid off.
That makes me now ask a question about what kind of Thompsons we've got. Are they Tommy guns or are they military issue?
They're Thompsons.
Okay.
Mail order type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically, that was easier to get than military.
Yeah.
So they've got the 200 or the 100 round drums as opposed to the...
We've got Chicago typewriters.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah, actually, with the 100 drum magazines.
Okay.
Yeah.
The ones that jam like crazy. Okay.
Says,
they
now,
only jam if you treat them wrong.
Treat the nice lady
right and she'll treat you right.
Not only can I provide you with resources for your mission, I can greatly compensate all of you on a personal level as well.
Our compensation would be completing our mission. That's a mission and returning home.
Of course, but surely you must also think about your lifestyle once you get back. I'm sure you'll be showered with praises, but I can make that even better, I think. Please, one moment. He gets up.
19-year-old's gonna go to secret prison when he gets back to Germany.
Goes into the
19-year-old staying in America.
Yeah, so it goes into the living room where there's.
Is your character 19?
No, but there's a Gestapo. You know, you don't tell the Gestapo I'm gonna give you better presents than Hitler.
Yeah, well, unless you really can deliver that, depends on how greedy the individual's Gestapo agent is.
Anyway, he goes into the living room, which is just a.
I have a golden bar badge on here.
Yeah,
it sounds like kind of like removes a loose board from the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually several like objects like wrapped up in cloth. Mm-hmm. There's about 10 of them underneath the floor. Takes one, and brings it, sets it down on the table. It tells you like struggling with the weight a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then opens it, removes the cloth, and it's a gold bar.
My. Hmm. That is quite a bit of financial backing. They do use a gold-based economy, or they just gold-backed standard.
Gold's kind of a whitish color, too.
Yeah. Yes, because we can just walk into a bank with a gold brick and go,
we'd
like change in quarters.
At this moment in time, yes, you could. So,
well, we could always...
Not without raising eyebrows.
We could always cut it up in smaller pieces and sell it at pawn shops.
Says, like I said, I can compensate all of you.
Yeah, and he has underworld contacts. There's plenty of fences for that kind of stuff.
That's like reimbursement for that services can be talked about later.
No. This one is for expenses for what you're going to do for me.
Of course.
Sets it down in front of you.
A quid pro quo.
But I will remind you that whatever favors you're asking of us, our mission comes first and foremost.
46. If we do his mission, he'll help us with our mission.
And if his mission comes into conflict with ours,
I don't see how getting a hold of four FBI agents would be in conflict with us.
It can shine an unfavorable light in our direction.
Well,
unfavorable light.
Well, I mean, I understand we want to stay in the shadows, but I would like to point out,
if I may, that if we declare war on the FBI, it will also serve our greater purpose of unsettling the Americans.
Yes.
Yeah.
And furthermore, no
let's
offense,
remember
if they
who's
think
in
that
charge
they're planning,
of the FBI.
If
right
we
now.
Also act like gangsters, the FBI won't be looking at who we really are. They'll be assuming that we're simply paid lackeys for Mr. Marsh. acting on his behalf.
Now then,
and if I,
they
if,
won't suspect our real agenda.
Now then, these agents...
I prefer to stay in the shadows.
If I can assume, you think this plan is to your liking...
Yes, of course.
Three of the agents will be somewhat easier to find there as they are retired. Like Gerard Hollis, Donald Bolton, and Michael Fleming, all retired from the Bureau several a year ago.
And where do they reside?
Hollis, Mason, and Fleming?
Like Hollis, Bolton, and Fleming.
Bolton and Fleming.
Yes. They have retired. Most of them live in the Washington, D.C. area. Hollis, I believe, is in Bethesda, Bolton and Fleming, Georgetown. However, James Holland, the other one I need, is still on active service. And he spends most of his time in the office. I don't even think he has a private residence he visits frequently. So you
what was that name? Again, I'm sorry?
James Holland.
Does that white gold bar that he had, is it just a plain gold bar? Does it have any inscriptions on it or anything like that?
It has markings on it.
I look at the markings.
It has a serial number and where it was refined.
Okay.
Marsh Refinery.
Marsh Refinery. Okay.
It actually has Innsmouth MA on it.
Okay. Innsmouth MA. It's good to know that your family provided so well for you.
Well, it might be transitory. My family certainly acquired a great deal of it. Now, I do not pretend to dictate how spies or agents such as yourselves do your job. But the quicker this is done and the quieter it's done, the better.
Of course. I think we have all come to an agreement. We will help you with these FBI agents, and you can help us with... Then we will tell you what we need done. Actually, I thought of an idea. We have actually several things to do. We have to get all four of these agents, but we won't be able to get them all at once, I assume. They're all going to be in different places. If we get two of the FBI agents, will you get one thing for us?
Yes. What? This is what do you require?
Well, we'll get the two agents, then we'll tell you.
I need all four of them, I think.
Well, yes. Well, we get two, then you'll do one thing for us, then we'll get the other two, and you'll do the last thing for us. And then
very well. I agree.
Okay.
As I said, keep the bar to use for your mission.
Okay.
Is there any other equipment you feel you require? I have many contacts and many sources.
We'll need ways to get to track them down, so some sort of...
The retired ones, I have their addresses.
Their addresses.
That will work.
What? I have a question. Do you own any properties that... that would be considered quiet and or remote?
I have many properties, and most of them are quiet and remote.
Well, for the last agent, yes, we could set up a trap, something to lure him in there, give him a bit of information, and then wait for him.
I very well may have an option to see... to see about that. But in order to do that, I would need... a remote facility. And access to any medical and surgical supplies that you can provide.
I see. Now... Once again, I do not pretend to know your business, but
actually,
I'm assuming that you need medical facilities where sterility is not that much of an issue, I think I have the perfect place for you.
sterile would almost be preferable because. I would rather not an infection kill the subject.
Well, yes. In that case, I do. I do have such a location. Because my family acquired it before it closed down. Hands you an address. It's outside a small town. It's about 20 miles outside Boston.
Is it Dunwich?
No.
Kingsport?
No.
Oh, it's outside.
Ross.
Miskatonic.
Yeah. Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you, Ross.
We're in Lovecraft Country. What else?
We're in Massachusetts. Yeah,
I know. Lovecraft Country.
They can't stop here. This is Lovecraft Country.
This is Tentacle Country.
Exactly.
Oh, but
so all right. Well, he
How soon? All right, we'll get the three. We'll get two agents, and we'll let you know what our first task is.
All right. As Gerard Hollis, he lives in Bethesda.
Right.
But the other two, Bolton and Fleming, they both live in Georgetown.
What about Holland, the active one? Again,
Holland. He lives in Washington.
He lives in the building that he works in, basically.
Yeah.
Holland will have to be more cautious with first because he will be. He's active, so we'll have to get. I figure
we go after him last because bringing down him will bring down the most heat. As a group.
And also, you know that if you do it quietly, depending on how you do it, you'll have a window before they're actually listed as a missing person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have.
But he will be listed as missing far quicker than the others.
Exactly. So we get him last.
Mm.
I have a potential method to get that, but again, it will need to be worked on.
So we'll give us a number that we can contact you with, and if we need anything, we'll let you know. But I think we have sufficient provisions for now to get started.
Yes. Fantastic. So he gives you a phone number of where he will be hiding out.
Okay. All right. So.
He takes his car.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm going to try and talk to him by myself. Excuse me. I'm a historian. I just have to ask him a few questions because I'm very curious about that. Yes. So.
Of course.
So the rest of you can. Just wait
outside. Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
go make yourself useful.
Go make some plans. I'll be right there. I am a civilian.
By the way, that was actually really.
Go
make some plans.
yeah.
What?
Two of the agents are in around Boston.
No, they're all in Washington.
Okay.
Like I said, one is in Bethesda. Two are in Georgetown.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna
just outside.
Or in another room or whatever. I look at my. I know what you did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I start talking. I start saying some of the words of the shriveling spell.
Like, that's not the same one.
Okay.
But it's using similar words.
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
You could say I'm walking along because I'm a fellow traveler. Is what I'm saying.
Are you now?
Yes. And I want to know more.
Everyone wants to know more once they see it.
The reason we've been brought here to get rid of a few problems, but I think the easiest way would be to use your special knowledge, because that would be a heart attack is so much more discreet than, you know, a bullet or a knife.
True.
So, and also, anything I could do, you talk to others about gold, but you could tell what I'm interested in. So.
Oh, indeed. Yes, I can.
So.
I think perhaps we could come to some kind of arrangement.
Okay.
Tell me, what do you know?
Well, I know that I say a few things. I have been reading my professor's journal, Professor Krinsler.
I've heard of him. I believe, yes, he was on an expedition in South America some time ago.
Yes.
You went with him.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find anything?
He found something. His face was quite happy when I found him dead.
Yes, I believe he is a fellow traveler as well.
So, what I want is, give me some token of knowledge. Let me. What are you reading? What is it? Give me a sense.
Yes.
Give me an idea of what you're.
My family had many pursuits.
Yes.
That was one of them. I was unfortunately, after the raid, we were only able to smuggle some of it out. Perhaps you seem to have a team of very qualified people.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we might work together to reacquire some of them.
Well, which ones? What titles? Yes.
I'd have to compile a list, things that I actually might know where they would be.
Well, perhaps I know. I mean, two heads are better than one.
Says the FBI confiscated all of them.
Okay. Well, which ones do you want the most? What's the most valuable one that you've had? Give me a title, Tom.
There were some books, some statues and trinkets that were much more than they seemed, but No, I don't think. I'm sure we couldn't reacquire those.
Reacquire what?
You must understand that once I tell you about this, you will know it, and you cannot forget about it. It will be with you.
Trust me, there are many things that are already with me that I cannot forget.
There are tablets we were unable to get out of our temple before the government raided. We must assume the FBI took them with them. If we could reacquire those, like we could reverse everything they did.
Oh. God oh. damn it, Ross. Yes. God damn it.
I'm interested. But I like your ideas and would like to subscribe to your newsletter. Yeah. So, I will. Tablets that the FBI. Did they have a name that the FBI would refer to them by?
I prefer not, just on the off chance that we are still being watched. I would prefer to keep it quiet for now.
Very well.
But if you feel that your team can handle it.
I think I can persuade them. If we can.
And yes, you're right. I can offer much more than simply money.
Thank you. I look forward to doing
it. It's always good to chat with an enlightened soul.
Yes, talk shop.
Fantastic.
All right.
Well then, do what you need to do for this, and I'll hope.
Let's
that
go
I
can kill some retired FBI agents. Woo!
Capture.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
Like, hey, you're really too excited there for that. Just like no, capture first.
All right.
So he leaves in his car.
Okay. We'll leave in the other car.
So who takes possession of the gold bar?
Well,
I would probably have to be me because I can carry the thing.
Well, yeah, you would like, yeah, I got this. Yeah. Or you just lift it up, like, just keep showing off your arms as you do it.
Nah.
Oh, you're not Bane.
Just so you know,
not
the,
when waving around
when
a
we're,
bar
well,
freaking
when
gold.
We're all by ourselves. Just so you know, the Innsmouth family was a very wealthy family.
Marsh family,
sorry. controlled the a small fishing village called Innsmouth. But it was raided by the FBI in the 1928, for reasons that are murky. They claim bootleg. I'm not sure exactly what the circumstances are, but the entire family was rounded up, or at least that's what the report's saying. And the family was also supposed to be practicing in rather blasphemous practices, rather pagan.
Yeah. So, you know, like, he would have had to have been just seven at the time.
So he was a child when this happened, but they were wealthy and widely traveled. So they, we're talking about a group that operates on their own, someone with a connection to the underworld, someone with a grudge against the United States. I think we have a perfect group here to form to operate independently against the government. So we've found a perfect ally.
But do you think they can be they can be trusted?
Because his interests align with ours. He wants us to kill these agents. I think
capture.
Eventually, I'm amusing that it's the SS guy that's saying capture.
Yes,
kill.
Once he gets these agents, we tell him what we want. I think he's going to be overjoyed to try to help us eliminate those brains. I think we're that's why I suggested we get two of them, and then he'll have to kill one of them for us. See what that makes sense? See, because we're doing his work, and he's doing our work, that will confuse the investigations.
True. But that's
like on the ride back, I assume.
Hmm?
Strangers on a train.
Yeah, exactly.
I can. But if you would, if I may suggestion,
yeah.
If you would like to work on the retired agent front, I believe I have no way to bring in our active one.
It's
far
good.
Easier for us to get the two in Georgetown together. Hmm. Two retirees at the same time.
Let's get them in first. That reminds me. I might know someone in Georgetown. I'll have to look him up to see if he's still around. So I can try that first.
Yes.
And he might provide more insight on this Innsmouth situation. Another academic I've corresponded with. So
very well. Well, we need. That's like, are we heading back to?
Yeah, you're heading back to the farmhouse.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have to ask. It's like, I will be conversing with Grandfather to see about plans to...
By the way, Hans Richter is the guy's actual name.
Our grandfather?
Grandfather. He's been a deep cover agent in America for years.
Well, you better give him the gold, because he's the one who's going to have to use it.
Yeah, he can
divvy
it up for us.
Yeah, how does he react when he sees the gold?
Well,
he seems actually... give me psychology.
Okay.
But actually, you can send him
27.
Ought to.
Well, yeah, I could send them a letter. I think I'm close enough that I could probably meet with them.
It's about an hour or so drive. But yeah, actually, he seems unsurprised by it.
No.
It's
not the first one he's seen.
But he does it. He says, I assume it went well then.
Well, there was a bit of a problem. He was being followed, so we'll have to be very careful. He has a
problem. You weren't followed back here, were you?
No, of course
not at all.
We ran several diversions, and they had plenty of time to take us if they wanted to, but we lost them, so they...
But he has requested a favor of us, which...
Such is the way of the world.
38 revolvers stashed in every single room of the house. Done and done.
But I have, Agent Grandfather, I do
Nobody's
have a question
grabbed
for
any
you.
Of them. We might as well use them somehow.
That's like,
yeah, no, backup gun.
Actually, how skilled are you at forging international telegraphs?
Yes. A telegraph is simple to forge. Official IDs are a lot harder, but I need to forge a telegraph.
Well, I mean, make it look like it actually came from that country. So.
Yeah, we have. One of our contacts' request was to be able to get a. To capture an active FBI agent from this.
He actually chuckles at that.
Yeah.
I have. I cannot elaborate due to the own sensitive nature of my information, but I have a contact within the FBI.
You cannot trust me with this information. I'm in charge of this entire operation. I have to know if what you're doing will endanger anything that's going on.
Well, speaking of meeting with contacts, I have a few that I cannot contact by telephone. I will be gone a few hours.
Are you going to Boston or D.C.?
Boston area.
Yeah.
It's an hour away from Boston. It's actually kind of more in Pennsylvania.
Edge of Pennsylvania.
It's actually in Missouri.
It's far away.
His name's Rick.
It's actually Alaska. It's actually back in Berlin.
No one near Berlin.
No one travels alone.
Well, I'll go with you. I want to see more of this countryside anyway.
That is fine.
Who is this person?
That's just a brief smile. It's like, you know, not like you know this. That's like the sanctity, of one's own contacts.
It's his contact. He set
actually
him up.
No. This is actually someone.
This is to me. This is to me. This is to me.
Nice.
If I am to continue the fatherland and the Führer. This is something that I plan to take care of myself. However,
you do not travel very well.
Come on, buddy, let's go on a road trip.
You do not travel alone.
That's why I'm hiding guns in the house.
Which is perfectly acceptable. I can give you the name of the contact.
The bread box.
Take Wagner with you.
Bread box.
I like
that. That is acceptable.
Yes.
Do you have any other talents?
He doesn't take the hand.
So what?
Do you have any other talents? We should put the other one.
Okay, actually, and by this point, he has some fake IDs.
I mean, we've got three, so I'm assuming you're going to take one with you if you need it. We can give the other two, you know?
No.
Right.
By the way, Ross, he has fake IDs for all of you now. Which, the time he had to make them, I mean, driver's licenses weren't exactly that complex in 1940, so.
Yeah.
So
cardboard.
So essentially, if no one really really closely looks at it, you'll be fine. You can choose for yourself what names you want to go by. And if they're not, if they're fake funny names, I'm going to kick all your asses.
I was actually going to go for Manny Richards.
All right, fine.
Let's see.
Here. Because your name is Manfred.
Let's see here, Fred.
Fred.
Can I be a jackass?
German.
Yeah, Fred German. Fred Nazi. No, wait. Fred National Socialist. Fred Mussolini.
Okay.
Damn it!
So,
this is hard.
So Ross, you're kind of like Dr. Strangelove, except instead of your arm flinging up, you just keep naming yourself after.
What's your name? Neil.
It's
Alan.
Just,
oh come on! Mine's
Zimmerman.
Even worse.
My name
Gerald. Is. Jerry.
No, I'm gonna be told like my name is Scott Glancy.
Oh!
You are a dick.
Oh.
Yes,
yeah, we should all name our characters after game design.
But he's gonna.
Yep. Drew, you shall be Kevin Symbiote.
That's pretty cruel.
You're right. I'm sorry, Aaron. That's your name.
I'm gonna take Raven McCracken.
Ooh, yeah. Wow, that's a...
That's not a 1940 name.
No, that's not. You're going to get pulled over by some cop. Like, what the hell kind of name is that, boy?
Yeah.
Best name ever.
Well, let's see, Dennis Detwiller, you could be Shane Ivey, you could be John Pines.
Greg Stolze.
Greg Stolze. Let's see, Shane
Monty
Ivey.
Cook.
Monty Cook. and Gary Gygax.
Well, you know, I'm a Gygax.
Yeah. No, Gygax, I mean, that's... Yeah. So,
Joseph Goebbels.
Mr. Bimler.
I'm going to be Scott Glancing. So.
Like Mr. Bimler.
Yes.
Like Mr. Filter. And so, Ron Vibbentrop. Like
are you using a random name there?
Nope. Hello? It's me.
Do you order a pizza? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yay.
Hello.
There is pizza here.
Yes, hey, people have listened.
This is what happens when pizza is ordered.
Yeah, we're in a game. All right.
We're gamers.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, Dave and I are going to go to the countryside for his thing. This is where I'm supposed to split up. We really do need another car. Oh my god, you got two pizzas?
Well, I got one for you guys and one for me.
Oh,
oh
my
shit.
God, you're a nice person.
No, I'm sorry awesome. I'm sorry I ever called
you.
You
put
it
over
here.
On the stove.
Okay.
I'm going to call you Big McLarge Huge now.
Full Bander Huge!
Oh my god. Yeah.
Ah, that was worth it.
Steak beef blast. Alright, let's pause this.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Rock the pause for like.
Yeah, just hit the red button.
And we're back.
Yes, we are. Now then, who wants. So, which team wants to go first?
We do.
Okay. Ross, you and David.
Yep.
You are out driving on the main roads, and then you quickly leave those main roads to go on smaller roads, and after about a little more than an hour of driving, you are soon off the paved roads.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, and then, you know, you're like just the wide dirt roads, and you're driving deep into a heavy rural country here.
How scenic. How like it is the fatherland and the blah 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 blah. So.
Except you're
it reminds me of this book I read on Prussian agricultural machinery. It had these
like,
great lithographs.
Like, one hour later, you are contemplating the gun in your mouth as he reads his entire dissertation on it.
Let me tell you of the habits of the 15th century peasantry of our country.
Which I just realized that you're a historian, so you know all about that.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
I have some books I could go fetch and, like, recite from if you want me to. Do some better roleplay? No? Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. But as you're driving, Dave, you quickly notice that nothing has changed from when you visited back then.
Not a thing?
I mean, there's a few, maybe a couple of new buildings around the town, which is where, you know, where they live. But other than that, as soon as you leave that town and are heading out, just farmland and wooded area as far as you can see, yeah, almost nothing's changed. And pretty soon, since you know exactly where you're going, he seems to be just driving.
Just give me directions, Hoss.
No, I'm driving.
Oh, okay, so yeah.
And finally, you.
Hold on, wait. Are you sure that's a really good idea? I mean, we're now on the back roads, and you might need a drive check here.
Well, see, here's the thing. I would get a bonus to it because I know these roads.
Okay. I mean, it's been more than a decade since you've been here, but...
But if nothing really changes, especially that.
So, in fact, yeah, go ahead and give me a drive check at a plus 20.
07.
And yeah, you like
James Bond.
And you happen to like, oh, and there's a rock on this part of the road, and there we go. That rock has not moved in all this time.
And there's a bit of a turn up here. It's a little steep one if you're not expecting it.
Probably. And of course, there's the deer carcass still there.
It wouldn't be a carcass anymore. It'd be a skeleton.
Well, no, it's a skeleton now, but
yeah,
but still avoid it.
Hanging from the tree.
Okay.
And pretty soon, you arrive on the property line of their family, which is still the chain going across the road and a barbed wire fence all around it. And yeah, there's actually a looks like there's a canine skull hanging on the chain.
Professor, you should probably wait here.
If I must.
Beat the horn 3 times. Get their attention.
Mm. Yeah, the horn goes like nothing happens.
Let's just go in and get it over with. What were you hoping? Was this family?
You could say that.
Distantly related, I hope.
Actually not related, but still family.
And then someone materializes out of the woods. And holding a double-barreled shotgun, pointed at the car.
Roll down the window.
You took the wrong turn, boys. I suggest you get on back.
Oh, come on now, Skeeter. Is that any way to say hello?
The hell? Now I don't know where the hell you heard that name, but hang on. Nah. No. Can't be. Is that you?
What can I say? I grew up.
Country bumpkin militia.
I don't believe it. He runs up to him and just like bear hug through the window.
He hasn't changed it.
Manfred, son of a bitch. Look at you.
No, Skeeter, look at you. Is that a new rifle?
I just cleaned this. I actually cleaned it out. Who the hell is that?
Hello, I'm Skeeter. Scott. Yes.
Yeah. Skeeter, this is the professor. Professor, meet Cousin Skeeter.
Hello, Cousin Skeeter.
I don't like him. Smells like the city. You got soft skin, boy. You haven't done a hard day's work in your life, have you?
Well, I do believe that my days as a graduate assistant would qualify as...
Oh my god! I cannot stand listening to
this. Well, I could utter a phrase and crush your heart.
It's alright, guys! It's Manfred! And actually, a dozen others just appear out of the woods, all carrying rifles.
Why are they all carrying banjos, too?
No,
that's just mob.
That's south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, this far north, it's mandolins.
Exactly.
hell, come on in. They pull the chain aside.
Family all meeting up at the big house still.
Always? It's you know what? Ma actually said you'd be coming back soon.
She always knew.
That she did. He's getting nothing but friendly looks and passing the back through the window of the car for them. Of course, you just get terse nods the whole time.
I smoke. I don't give a fuck.
No one gives a fuck. This trail essentially
I don't
just
know how somebody this backwoods gets into the SS.
Like I said, I'm not necessarily related to them, but they are family.
They accept you.
One of us, we accept you.
So therefore your genetic line and their genetic line therefore must be pure enough.
Oh, there's this.
Zing!
You drive carefully through the hint of a trail that leads through the woods to the big house. Which has been cobbled together from several different buildings and trailers over the years.
Did you put a new wing on the left?
Yeah, had to.
What happened to the old one? Collapse and kill the dogs again?
Hey, it's
screw
like,
the game. Let's just hang out with this family for the next
time. Like, hell no. It's like, hell, thunderstorms happen. Actually, and Ross, as you then see, looks like just it has to be at least 80 people. 80 people, you know, similarly dressed, come pouring out from the buildings, the woods. All of them rushing forward to greet him.
If I survive, I'll write the best ethnograph of this encounter.
Give me spot hidden.
Okay. The journals in Berlin will love this. If I survive. 29 out of 70.
Oh, yeah. He had a good look at the place. You can, like, off in that direction, you can see what has to be a dozen stills. You know, on, like, functioning and, you know, fires burning in them.
Nice.
And this is about every single person here who seems to be over the age of 10 has a rifle of some kind.
Nice.
You wanted to know why I got to come.
I can.
Yeah. And yes, there are many dogs. Like, it seems there's at least two dogs for every person.
Is Pa around?
Nah. Went and moved on last year. Although he too said last thing he said was you'd be coming back soon.
So who's in charge now?
Well, we're trying to figure that out. It's like having the competition in a couple of weeks. You know, we hope that we're going to be able to find the person.
Side quest activated.
It needs a name. This is what I've learned from Caleb's game.
Exactly.
Give it a name.
Give it a name, Tom.
Right. All right. Passing the torch.
Yes. There we go.
I love it.
Good. Good.
It's not so, quite as good as Operation Test Drive, but...
You know. So, they welcome you. Do you get out of the car? Mm-hmm. Do you, I assume?
Yeah, of course. I'm smoking.
Everyone's just staring at you.
That's fine.
Of course, actually, I mean, the adults are all just kind of keeping about a 10-foot radius away from you.
Yeah.
A lot of the kids are running right up to you. You know, it's like, where are you from? What kind of clothes are these? It's like, you are soft. And so, like, some of them are actually touching your face. Like, look at that. It's like, have you ever done anything?
I have. I read and write books for a living.
You write books?
Yes,
who the hell would do that?
Well, there's obviously...
While the kids are distracting him, I'm going to go over and talk to the adults for a few minutes.
You'd be surprised at what you can write books on. You can even write books on the habits of other people.
Scott, you're going to need another ID by the time this is over. And another wallet. And
what do you mean? He's got my back. They got rules of hospitality. Yeah. Like all
and so at that point, cultures. And then the door to the big house opens. And a very old woman on a cane hobbles out. You guess at least 90s.
Mm.
He's like, that's enough of that. Show them inside now. Let's be hospitable.
Hospitable?
Y'all heard Grandma.
Welcome back. It's good to see you again.
Hugs.
And the professor can come in too.
Okay. I follow. I'm being a polite guest.
Yeah. So you're led into the main house and... There's actually, when you get in there, give me an occult roll.
Oh, sweet.
And an engineering roll to make sure the house is stable.
65 out of 75. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There is a lot of occult objects all over this place.
I am.
Yeah, a lot of kind of some of them Native American, mm-hmm. others other.
Okay. Well, from the Hermetic and folk magic traditions mm-hmm. of the hoodoo men of the Pennsylvania Dutch. There you go.
Yeah, it's...
I'm a nerd, I'm... Hi, how you guys doing?
Yeah. But yes, it's like every square inch of this place, as well as, you know, like, animal skulls, just...
Wow. I'm just like a kid in a candy store. Oh my. You're a decorator. It's beautiful inside.
Who's your interior decorator?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Now then, like, you're alone with her in this room.
Oh, I am?
Oh, and him.
Okay, I was going to say.
He's like, drink, please. kind of taps her cane on the floor, and someone comes in with three mugs and a clear glass jar that has a clear liquid in it.
Yeah.
Which you can smell as soon as he removes the cap.
Okay.
It's pure moonshine.
Oh, fuck. I assume my character's at least partially alcoholic for being a German academic.
But you also know it's like schnapps and
Yeah, I know. Well, beer, but yeah.
And, well, yeah, you're up.
You're not used to scum.
Yeah, beer halls, you know, and all that other shit, so... But so, moonshine's another thing. That's fucking...
Yeah, okay, give me a con times 5 check.
For your Everclear adventure.
Can it be... You too. Can it be intelligence? Can it be
con? Yes. Yes, Ross.
Can I outthink the booze?
Outthink.
It can be intelligence, but you're losing your dice roll.
No, I do not do that.
Okay, you said con times 5? Mm-hmm. Passed mine with flying colors.
Oh, yeah, just like, man, I've done this. Like, you were drinking this back when you were here. So you experience, like, oh! You know. Also, you'll be at just a minus 5 for any rolls in the scene.
Okay, thanks.
But, you know, it's considered poor taste to refuse the drink.
I know.
Says, well then, why don't you go ahead and tell me why you're back.
Well, it involves the Revenuers.
I see. Told them they weren't welcome here back then. Just because they think they got that constitution thing, that they can just come in here and tell us what to do? I don't think so.
How would you like to stick it to them?
Like, Sonny, we've been sticking it to them since we settled these lands. Like, they're not kicking us out of here, though. Not, it's like, no, sir, they won't.
Never.
Even if they come for the lake, they aren't gonna find it. We'll kill them first.
I'm on something very big. For the
fall. Well, I can tell. Look, he's like, you done grown up. Like, no, yeah, you got a look to your eyes now. You're not just a little kid anymore, are you?
No, ma'am.
Like, no, I've seen, like, I know war eyes when I see them. Like, you declaring war on the government, boy?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then you probably a dumb son of a bitch, ain't you? It's like, you know you're not going to beat them.
Not by myself, no.
Like, and you don't know that unless they come into these lands, we ain't fighting them either. Why, like, you think we should do differently?
I would never suggest
your friends here has been awful quiet. What are you here for?
The same cause. I am here.
You don't have war eyes, though. You got learned eyes.
Touch his skin. It's really soft. All the kids have been doing it.
It's ain't polite to touch another man's face.
I am here to make war. And I understand I am softer than you, but there are other ways to wage war.
Why don't you, like, really?
Yeah.
Because the way I was taught to fight wars, you kill them until they're dead.
Well, I mean...
You a killer?
If the cause is right, then yes, of course. I've seen my share of death, actually.
Have you now?
I have.
Well, let me get a look at you. Leans in close. You can kind of smell the old from here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I'll be. Maybe you have seen a thing or two. Well, all right then. So, you're here to ask me to go to war against them?
I'm here to ask you if you know where I can get soldiers. Oh. Lots of soldiers.
You want soldiers, do you?
Yes.
You want soldiers then?
Yes, ma'am.
Bring the Appalachian Thunder down.
God damn.
Well, that is certainly interesting, isn't it?
Someone fucking Dagon take over, break the United States in two, and like, ah, World War, fuck everything!
That's what we should call the next one.
I know. World War, fuck everything.
That's interesting. We had an offer similarly asked to us not too long ago. Like, he was a young boy, too. Like, though I imagine he's seen quite a bit more. But I don't think you ought to met him.
Would that be a young Mr. Marsh?
Well, that's the name of the boy, yes. Lovely boy. This, Oh, he's got eyes too. He's seen some stuff that most don't. So you're essentially asking me to send my dear family out to declare war on Uncle Sam.
Merely asking you to use your connections.
Well, connections I got, but what connections?
Family.
We got kin all through these parts. It's like, well, if we get them good and riled up, they'd be liable to do anything. Well, it has been a mite boring around here lately. Seems to be most of the clan just wants to go around drinking up our profits and shooting guns at anything that moves in our territory, which is mostly squirrels, mind you.
German blood, moonshine, hillbilly.
I'm so drunk they can't even hit a damn squirrel.
No, it's the Marsh family, and we can get them to mythos, those tablets. Fuck, man, we just start our own country.
We're blackjack.
Arkham Lovecraft Country will be the literal name of it. This is our land now. Deep ones and German gangsters unite!
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
Exactly.
Deep one of
you. Well, we can call it our land.
We could make it profitable for you. Marsh has offered us gold, a great deal of gold.
Yes. Well, you know, gold's useful until you're put in the grave. You know that.
And that's why you come back as a zombie. Problem solved.
Kill him. But...
Abracadabra.
But perhaps... We can't... Of course, we gotta keep that lake safe. Ain't no one can come mess with that. And if we attract the government's attention, they might come here and find it. We can't, they can't see the lake nor what's in it. Can't do it.
Of course not.
Ask the stupid question. The stupid question.
I'm sorry. I'm the outsider. Is it rude to ask him?
Yes. He be trusted?
I believe so.
Well, if he speaks for you. There's a lake. You can't see it, of course. It's underground. Big saltwater lake. Not many people know about it.
Can I make an occult check? No. Can I? Please.
No, you can't make an
occult. Damn it.
You can't make an occult roll.
Can I make that other skill?
Yes, you can.
God damn.
So you have natural history?
Yeah. Natural history. Yeah. That's the skill we're using. And I'm probably not going to
20.
Make... Yeah, no.
Actually, you can also do an occult roll.
Okay.
He wants you to know.
Yeah, 27 out of 75. So.
Yeah, actually, you actually there. Well, actually, there was a. Use your sheet for a second. Sorry.
Mine?
No, his.
Or this?
No, that. Pull that slide up for just a second. And yes, sir. Yeah, actually, there was a paper written on an anthropologist named Haber.
Yeah.
Who actually did a month long study of all the families and clans that live around here. And he actually mentioned that there's the Anders family.
Mm-hmm.
Was actually they had some kind of like their own their own kind of weird spiritualism, and they talk mainly about their lake.
And what was special about this lake? Did he get to figure that out?
He says, the source of, let's just say, the source, he as he said, the source apparently of their spiritualism was in this metaphorical lake.
Oh, their mojo or whatever. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. I would I consider myself a student of these hidden mysteries.
Do you now?
Yes.
There's some mysteries that's real dangerous to go pursuing.
I understand that.
But you know that you got the itch. You got the itch in you.
I do.
Well, now. I'll tell you what. You get some time to set things up. Maybe use some of the skills to make appropriate devices of burning. And I think perhaps maybe it's about time we smacked around the younger generation, get them to know what they need to be doing to protect their clan. You got anything in particular you felt like needed a good kick in the ass?
No.
Actually, Mr. Marsh, I don't know if he told you this. There were certain tablets he said he could allow him to gain a great deal of power.
But yes.
We can find out where those tablets are.
Well, now, I don't rightly know.
But
of course, I could perhaps ask the lake, see what it knows.
That would be very appreciative, because if we can figure out how to get these tablets back, I'm sure we'd be in a position, much better position, to deal with the government.
Well, as I said, I don't know nothing about no tablets, but the lake, like, if the lake knows about them, the lake will tell me, and I will tell you. But in the meantime, consider ourselves accepting of your offer, pursuant to the course that you actually have some for us to do. I'd hate to just send them out there and just start going burning down the local towns. Well, that wouldn't be right at all.
Oh, not at all. No,
very
it's more...
good, very good. Well, I tell you what, why don't you go on back to where you were going? But don't you be a stranger now.
No, ma'am.
He's like, in fact, have a bottle to go with you. Bring you a jug of
master-crafted Molotov cocktail.
I think you need to toughen up. You one sip of that knocked you on your ass.
Yeah, Professor, what's wrong with you? Act as though you've never had a drop of the good shine.
No, well, in Germany, you cannot have them.
So I'll tell you what. Yes, I'll check with the lake, and if the lake knows anything about your tablets, well, I'll be right. I'll write and tell you.
I appreciate it.
But now I think it's time you're moving on. Yeah. You know, some of the clans get a little nervous around you.
Of course.
It's like too much going in the mind and nothing in the body.
I understand.
Well, you have yourself a wonderful day. It's like, don't you be a stranger, like I said. Hugs you again.
More hugs.
And don't you worry about us. It says, if we need to be turned loose on the government, we'll make them sorry they ever thought about coming here.
As soon as we know where, we'll let you know.
And of course, you have to run a whole gauntlet of well-wishers.
Yeah. A whole gauntlet of hello and goodbye I came from 14 hills over. I heard that little man came all the way back. And, oh, boy, he grew.
He grew up. And soon enough, you are back out on your way.
Yeah. Cool. I'm in it. We should just fucking go AWOL and just, build our own country. Summon Dagon, Hydra, Army of Deep One. Fuck everyone. Fuck all you all.
Okay.
Yes.
That's my plan.
You do really, really good, creepy country hillbilly.
Oh, you like that?
And I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult, but...
No, that was really good.
I mean...
And we can even, in the United States, we'll invade you, be like, no, we can make a deal with it. We can double try, you have the Manhattan Project, we have the
Azathoth Project.
Well, we have the Innsmouth Project.
Azathoth. we need something that over Berlin. Yeah, fuck it, we don't even care.
We're going to cities with the Ryland Project.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Aaron, you and Drew are... where are you going?
I'm hiding guns in the house.
Well, the first thing I was doing was having... I was like, how fast can Grandfather get the...
That's just his code name. You can call him Richter if you want.
I'll do that. I only call him Grandfather out of respect for his position.
Okay.
And as a fellow part of the Gestapo, so...
No, he's not part of the Gestapo.
Well, if
he is essentially, he's not anything.
A fellow purveyor of secrets, then.
Yes.
So let's go with him.
A purveyor of secrets.
Technically, out of all of us, wouldn't Ross be the biggest purveyor of secrets, Ness?
not in a professional capacity.
Yes.
Okay, so, but where are you? What's your plan?
All right. First thing I would like to do is to go ahead and have him send it to a private telephone line over to the FBI, with a meeting place of. Have we gotten the location from Marsh yet?
Of what?
Of the area.
We've been gone 5 minutes.
Well, I'm wanting to set up the meeting. Set up the meeting. So, do we have I forgot to ask. Do we have a number for Marsh?
Yeah.
Yeah. He gave you a number.
Yeah.
Call him. Ask if I can. Ask if we can set up the location. And the supplies I need, and how long that will take.
What supplies do you need?
Basically, anything for a medical, at least a functional medical operating suite.
He says he has a location for that.
Okay.
So you just need the supplies.
I need the supplies.
He tells you that he will have them sent there.
Okay. How long will it take?
He says give him 24 hours.
24 hours. Okay. So send a message to the contact. To the contact that. That's like I have information.
We need another car.
The information that he requests.
You can easily buy another car with.
No, let's get another car.
Well, that's like
if you cash in the gold bar.
Yeah, exactly.
I have the information for the local drop. That's like for the drop.
It's bulletproof and
within
like
Washington
that.
It's too hot. A location outside has been provided.
But I'm thinking an armored car.
That's like the person. The drop off.
Well, normally you send you have to mail them. Overseas.
Yeah.
I'm listing it there that the mailer has become insecure.
Well, for our purposes. I have a courier that has been sent to you. We will meet you in this location.
You're also pretty sure that the agent doesn't pick them up himself.
I don't plan to be driving the car.
That's like the courier. I have a courier that has agreed to bring it to you, but he will only handle two.
Yeah, that's our. That's
in a location of his choosing.
Fear's going back and forth with this.
It'll be back and forth recently. So yeah.
Well, he responds back with this. Not a chance. You know how this works.
Respond back to him. This is like situation. The intelligence you requested has become harder to maintain. If you wish this information, this is the only method I can provide you.
Okay, well then he sends it back. I'll tell you what, this is fine.
How about I just
expose your ass?
Well, maybe he just wants.
Wait a minute! Back up the turkey truck. Did he just try to strong arm Marsh?
No, he's actually talking to somebody else. Well, he's basically sending
contact.
Well, okay, I'll give you guys outside. since I know you guys won't metagame with this, so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I have a contact within the States and Agent Nicholas Harper. He actually is a contact that I am feeding information to.
Nice.
About the Germans, because when I was in middle school, the woman I fell in love with was part of a Jewish family.
You're the traitor!
Because in order to get her out of Germany, in her family, I made a deal with Harper so they could immigrate safely. However, I've been having to feed him information from this time, or else he's... Okay. Well,
so the first thing you did was join the Gestapo.
No, actually, that's
a pretty good indication. If he can keep feeding the FBI information and remain in the Gestapo, that...
He must be pretty good. Well, first he was an interrogator for the SA.
Okay.
Until the Night of the Long Knives.
I see.
But two days later, if he hasn't been caught yet,
that's pretty cool. That's pretty...
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, right there, April 22nd, join newly formed Gestapo.
Yeah.
So the first thing you did was join the secret police.
So what are you trying
police.
To get him to do?
Well, he's got a golden party badge. He is full-fledged Nazi. He'd have turned in his own girlfriend at that point in time.
Well, no, again, this is person's luck. And we all carry them, but I gave that just to allow the plot line so I don't have to keep everything back. I know this is kind of carefully contracted, crafted lie. I understand.
Well, there's no way he's going to go to the drop himself. He's not going to expose himself like that.
Who, the drop for what?
Normally, what he's trying to do is the information he sends, emails over, which is then put into a dead drop, where someone working for Harper picks it up and takes it to him.
Okay.
He wants Harper to come himself to the drop.
Why? I had a character. I just want to know why you want to get Harper to drop.
To kill the bastard afterwards, but B, to get any other information that we can on, what was the active agent's name?
Oh, so
name?
You just want to capture and interrogate Harper on your own?
I just wanted to get him into a secluded area so we could actually interrogate him and then get whatever information, because I'm assuming
we're going to
D.C. proper.
He's not just an active agent. He's actually a confidant to J. Edgar Hoover. If he goes missing...
Yeah, it'll be... Well...
Oh, I wasn't
he's
planning for him to go missing.
He's not the agent we're trying to capture, though.
No,
right?
He's not going to go missing after you cut him up into little pieces and kill him?
Never said I was going to cut him up.
Yes, but you did say you were going to kill him.
You did say that.
After a while, not immediately.
Yes, but before he's gone missing. So
and I have a plan.
Criticizing us for going off mission, and you're trying to like kill another FBI agent just for your own reason.
You know,
I'm just pointing out that you're trying to pull one over on J. Edna Hoover here.
Like, no. What you need to do if you tell me, here's what I'd say out of character: is that you could feed him information. Who's the agent we're trying to catch? The one active agent
was Holland.
James Holland.
Holland. Feed Harper saying. You have a double agent. Holland's a double agent. Meet me and I'll tell you why. I can't tell you over the dead drop. You know, Holland has compromised your
network. Then he's going to want to know, well, wait, you're in Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, just send the information.
I'm ready to defect. That'll get him out of hiding. That'll get him out of there.
I also say, why would he want him defected over here?
And I would
he wants him. He would want him still in
because you're only going to tell him about the traitor. You only have the evidence against Holland in person.
Well, he's
well anyways, I don't know. I can't tell.
You would know this.
Those are the elements.
You would know this as an intelligence officer. Yeah. Yes, now information about a traitor would be definitely worth something, but you'd actually have to give him
proof
that there is a traitor.
Yeah. So
now, you do have a spy master with you. You might be able to fabricate something like that.
Yeah, so that's
if
you tell us,
though.
We can't help you if you don't tell us. But anyway, I'm a crazy occultist, and I want a gang. I want something to do with. So I don't give a fuck. You gotta do whatever.
But let's see what that one goes to.
I'm not gonna have much energy at the end of the day.
That's like then what? We'll go ahead and send that back.
All I can say is I managed to accomplish part of the
mission. Like then you won't be able to expose the traitor within your own ranks.
Good. When you get a response,
good for team.
I'll say that. Okay, but it's by the time you finally get this response back, you have now gotten back into the city.
Okay, back at the safe house.
Yeah, back at the safe house.
I thought that was an isolated farmhouse.
It is.
Okay.
So yeah, so you got
a bar.
Yeah. Okay, so we're back at the safe house.
And,
let's go to DC to scope out our two targets. We could at least case them and see if they're in there. And I think I might know someone in Georgetown. And if not, I know their facilities there.
Pump action shotguns.
Yeah,
that's about 10 till 10.
Okay.
I'll finish up the telegrams at least, and then...
Okay. So what telegrams are you sending?
It's back and forth between Harper.
Oh, you're sending up messages to Harper?
Well, yeah, we're conversing back and forth, but I'm using it like I'm conversing over international telegraph, so...
Okay, so you're faking that. Okay.
Yeah, so to make sure...
Okay,
to make him think that I'm still out of the country.
Yeah.
All right, so you... Like, essentially...
But the content... Well, like,
so he sends back that he's like... I haven't heard anything about a traitor. Which means, like, he's going to need some proof that there is a traitor.
Well,
that
you can ask Richter for help on that.
It's like, that can actually just look at Richter and see if he can... It's like, can you provide documents in...
Yeah. Richter actually has forgery as a skill, like, so... He says, give him some time, give him a day or two to work something out.
That'll be enough time to set up the facilities as
which,
well.
Which, I mean, normally, you know, it takes at least a couple of... several days for a message to get from... German from Berlin to Washington.
Yeah.
So okay, I will make the one roll for him to see if he is going to forge anything worth it. And well, we're happy to know it's done. Okay.
I'll go ahead and get the message back saying
okay. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
That's like we have proof implicating this agent. But again, my contact with the drop information will only. That's like only meet you in person. He won't. That's like he wants to hand this off and has his payment immediately.
You should be that person.
So, well, basically, what you get back is
if I actually see
something, there's a traitor. Maybe we'll talk.
Yeah, none. Yeah, Toothless Hillbilly. Like, yes, that's our guy.
Like, well, they're definitely not going to
be a traitor in the government. A traitor in the government. Well, that's just crazy. That's crazy talk right there.
Name your drop point.
You should make sure they're Russian.
No, same one.
So, the same one. Okay, which I know the location of, so...
Well, hey, you may diss my crazy hillbillies, but do you know how many of those crazy hillbillies I got on hand?
There's well over 100 of them by now.
Oh.
There's only 80 or so back when you were there. They've grown as a family since then. Anyway, so...
You should make it a Soviet agent.
So
instead
you,
of a Nazi agent.
Yeah.
So you are going
to... No, because that just...
Georgetown!
I will do as I
I'm going to pay Mr. personal visit to Dr.
All right, so once again, so...
So we're all headed to Georgetown?
Yeah, we're going to scope out our first two targets and case them up, figure out how we're going to take them, and I'm going to pay a visit to a friend.
Does the bolt-action rifle have a scope on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, no, it doesn't have a scope. It just got sights, but you've got, I mean...
I've got a gunsmith contact.
I'll say, you've using Richter, you've managed to catch...
Well, no, I mean, I can just go and talk to my contact.
True, but also, now you've got
a gold bar worth of cash. We get one more car, and you can get the scope, and then that's enough for the time. You know, we need two cars at least.
And a whole bunch of cigarettes.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
It's the 40s.
Well,
cigarettes just spawn in our pockets.
Lucky strikes.
Yeah, lucky strikes. Yeah, they just spawn there. Unless we're POWs, then they're currency.
Yeah. Well,
I know how it works. Yeah. I read history.
Things can change on a moment's notice.
They're only currency because people smoke them.
Actually, I'm going to go ahead and say that you're still dealing with your thing. So as you leave, we can go a little bit longer.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Actually, I hate to do it, but I got to go too.
Okay.
All right, then.
I promise to be on time next time.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, right. So next time we'll pick up with the scoping out Washington, D.C.
Yay! And then go from there.
And then go from there.
And hopefully we'll end up with, you know, Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Everything.
Okay.
So,
see you, Cthulhu, everything.
Yeah.
Great.